And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Saturday. Well, it's going to be tough to top last night, an outstanding game last night. It didn't go the Giants' way, but that was a real baseball game last night as the Padres beat the Giants 8-7 in 10 innings with the Padres 8-11-0, Giants 7-10-0. Runners in scoring position, the Giants 2-for-5, and the Padres 5-for-9. But what a series this is. Game two today between these two teams. It's turning into a real rivalry. This is not just Giants-Dodgers anymore. The Padres are very, very much in the middle of it with the San Francisco Giants. The series on the year is now tied up 2-2. And when these two games end on Saturday and Sunday, then 10 of the next 13 will be in San Diego. So for the Giants, it'd be nice to sort of take advantage while they have the Padres here at Oracle Park. Well, last night, you look at the way the game unfolded. First of all, Sean Manaea and Jake Junis both did decent jobs last night and kept their teams in the game. Manaea, 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, a couple of homers we'll talk about, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. For Jake Junis, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, a home run, no walks, 2 strikeouts, 76 pitches, and he throws that slider time after time, and sometimes it gets him in trouble. Well, the Giants got on the board first, and Flores and Estrada got base hits. Crawford got a walk, and Casale, who left the game later and brought Joey Bart into the game. Unfortunately, Bart struck out a couple of times, and we'll get to that later. But Casale sacrificed flying. But the Giants on the board 1-0, and generally when they score first, they win the game. But the Padres in the third showed why the Padres right now are 25-14 as they trail the Dodgers by a game and a half. Kim gets a base hit. He was annoying all night long in the field and sort of running the bases. Grisham forces him, and then Alfaro, who does not hit much, hits one down the left field line. A run scores. Cronenworth then hits a home run, and that is only his third of the year. And now it's 3-1. And then Manny Machado, and I've said this so many times, I think he's going to be an MVP of this league, gets a base hit, and on a ground out to short, Hosmer grounds out to short, Machado keeps going and gets to third without a throw. So now he's on third with 2 out, and Profar's up, and Junis throws a wild pitch. He bounces it in front of Casale, who can't handle it, and Machado comes in with the 4th run, which proved to be a big run, as you can tell later on. So the Giants lose at 8-7 in 10 innings to the Padres. Well, the Giants weren't done. And that's why I say some of these games really define what a team is all about. And I think this game last night defined the grittiness and resiliency, as Gabe Kapler likes to say about this ball club. Slater gets a base hit in the 3rd inning, and they very rarely go down 1-2-3. Now, they've scored a run in the 2nd inning, their 45th run of the year in the 2nd inning. They lead the big leagues. Slater gets a base hit, and Darren Ruff hits the first of 2 homers on the night down the left field line, and now it's 4-3. Well, Manaea stays with it, and it's the 5th inning. Ruff comes up again with 1 out and hits another home run, his 3rd of the year, and it ties it up 4-4. And that's where it stayed going into the 8th inning as Brebbia did his job and Manaea, as I say, and Junis were gone. So we get to the 8th inning. It's a tie game 4-4, and this is where it really gets crazy. Rogers comes in, Tyler Rogers, his brother Taylor Rogers, not available for the Padres because he pitched on Thursday against the Phillies. So Rogers comes in and hits Cronenworth, which you just don't want to do in a tie game. He gets a couple of outs. Machado goes out. Hosmer goes out. And it moves Cronenworth to 2nd. And Profar then gets a base hit, an infield hit. And now it's 1st and 3rd. Profar then steals 2nd, which is huge because it put him in scoring position. And then Will Myers, who's a Giant killer, came up. And he just crushes one. A laser shot off the bricks. 2-run score. And the Giants now trail this game 6-4. And Profar's stolen base, a big deal, and Rogers couldn't get out of trouble, and he couldn't get out of the inning. All right, we go to the 9th inning, and this is when the crowd went crazy, 31,259. Bart strikes out. which he does 39 times in 71 at-bats. Gonzalez strikes out, and then the fun starts against Garcia. Slater gets a base hit, and now Garcia throws 97-98, gets ahead of Ruff, and he walks him. Ruff, two walks on the night, two homers for him, three runs scored, and three RBIs. All right, this brings up Jock Peterson hitting for Longoria, who's in a 2-for-39 slump. Garcia gets ahead 0-2, and then he starts playing around. Nothing close to the strike zone. Anything in the zone, Peterson fouls off. And then Peterson draws a walk to load him up with two out in the ninth inning, down 6-4. And this brings up Wilmer Flores, the right man at the right time. They try to jam him. He pulls those hands in like he does beautifully, and he hits a flare over short. Two runs score, and the Giants tie it up 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth. They had two out, nobody on, and they have a chance to win the game, but Listella strikes out, and we go to extra innings. And the ghost runner's on second. Machado, here he comes again. He just crushes one in the left center field. The run scores. Hosmer moves him over to third, and then a base hit by Profar off the mound or off Duvall's leg, scores the eighth run, and the Giants now trail 8-6 going to the bottom of the 10th, and they get a ground out, a base hit by Craw to make it 8-7, but then Bart strikes out again, and Gonzalez hits a laser to short. Kim picks it, throws it in the dirt. Hosmer picks it, and the Giants lose the game 8-7. If that ball gets past Hosmer, Crawford scores, and the Giants tie it up. My goodness, what a game last night. Fabulous, fabulous game. It didn't go the Giants' way, but this is what baseball is all about. This is the romance of the game of baseball. Suarez got the save. Garcia ended up with the win, and Duvall takes the loss. So let's take a look at today. Fans, it's now time for the Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's, an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. Well, we've got a great pitching matchup today. Padres and Giants in Game 2 of this three-game series. For the Padres today, Joe Musgrove goes to the hill. He's 44-47 lifetime. And, of course, he's been on a couple of teams, but he's found a home with the Padres. He's 4-0 with a .220 earned run average this year. And the whip is even better, 0.93 for this right-hander. It's only his 156th major league game and his 122nd start. And he's a no-hit pitcher. Last year he threw a no-hitter for the Padres, the first one ever to do it. Seven games this year, 45 innings pitched. So it's more than six a game. 36 hits, only 11 earned runs. Four homers in 45 innings, six walks, and 47 strikeouts. So he's done a nice job for the Padres so far. Batting average against, it's .217. Lefties .207 with a couple of homers. Righties a little better, which is typical in some of these cases. .228 with a couple of homers as well. You can't ambush him. First pitch, 3-for-19. And of the four homers he's given up, only three are solo. So he's a tough customer. Runners in scoring position, 5-for-30. And runners in scoring position, two out, 3-for-13. Now, the first time through the order, get him a little bit, .226. Second time through the order, very tough, 10-for-60. Then the third time through, and they'll probably get him out of there, third time through, they've got a good bullpen, 12-for-42, .286. The Giants have seen him before, and they've hit him before. So take a look at this. Belt, 4-for-12 with a homer. Casale, 2-for-7. Crawford, 6-for-12 with a homer. Estrada, 1-for-1 with a homer. Flores, 2-for-15. Listella, boy, I love the way he's playing, 4-for-13 with a home run. Longoria, 3-for-18. Peterson, 4-for-10 with a couple of homers. How about that? Ruff, 1-for-2. Slater, 0-for-3. And Yaz, 2-for-10. No Lamont Wade, as he hit the IL on Friday. Luis Gonzalez is up here instead. So that is Joe Musgrove, the right-hander, going for the Padres today. The other side of the coin, and that's why this is really a good matchup, Carlos Rodon, 29 years old, 46-40, and a lot of people think he's the best pitcher in the National League, notwithstanding what happened to him last Sunday night. The numbers now have changed a little bit for him, but, you know, he's still got that fastball slider. And against Musgrove today, this is a really good matchup. 4-2 on the year with a 3.49 earned run average. The whip is 1.11. It's only his 129th game, 124th major league start. He's had some shoulder issues, and the Giants are going to have to monitor him and see where he's going to look like, what he'll look like when we get to August, because he's a fastball pitcher, and sometimes they wear down. But Carlos Rodon gets the ball today, left-hander, against the Padres. Now, three stolen bases, no caught stealing. Who knows if they're interested in running? But if Rodon lets you on base, you ought to be glad. So I don't know if they'll run that much. But seven games for him, 38 and two-thirds innings pitched, 30 hits, 15 runs, one homer, 13 walks, and 56 strikeouts. Now, everything is skewed on the numbers because of last Sunday against the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright. 3 2/3, 10 hits, believe it or not, 8 runs, a homer, a walk, and 3 strikeouts, and he just didn't have it. As Bill said, the ball was up in the strike zone quite a bit and didn't have the bite on that slider. So that's what happened to him against the Cardinals, and that's changed his numbers here as we talk about it. Batting average against for him is .214. The one homer he gave up was with someone on base. Now, lefties, boy, lefties have no, I shouldn't say no chance, but little chance against him. 2-for-22, 0.91. Righties a little better, 28-for-118, with the home run, .237. 3 games in May. Now, his numbers, again, are a little off because of the St. Louis game. 15 2/3, 19 hits, 12 runs, a homer, 6 walks, and 18 strikeouts in those 3 games. The teams are hitting .306 against him. He's undefeated at home, 2-0. Runners in scoring position, 6-for-28. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 3-for-14. So identical. You just doubled it for runners in scoring position. Now, the first time through, 13-for-50. As looking very good, 13-for-57, sorry, and that's a .220. 12-for-58, second time through, that's .207. And third time through, 5-for-23, .217. And the home run was given up the first time through. So first time, second time, third time, you're not going to get much off of Carlos Rodon. That's just a story, notwithstanding what happened in St. Louis. All right, Robinson Cano, 2-for-7 with a homer. Eric Hosmer having a great year for the Padres, 3-for-15. Manny Machado, 3-for-8. Boy, they're just holding the fort till Tatis comes back. Profar, 1-for-2. And Luke Voit, 1-for-9. So that is the matchup. Nice to see Bob Melvin back with the ball club, of course, a favorite here in the Bay Area. Around baseball today on this Saturday, the Dodgers and Phillies will go at it. Nola is going for the Phillies today. Diamondbacks and Cubs, Bumgarner and Steele. A lot of home runs yesterday in that game. Bumgarner and Steele there, battle of lefties. The Mets have two today with the Rockies. Then the Mets come in next week. So it's significant because, as people say, it's not the series in Colorado that gets you. It's the next one. That's why for the Giants, this is going to be an interesting weekend to see how the pitchers respond. Mets and Rockies 2 tomorrow in Colorado. Atlanta and Miami, Wright and Hernandez there. St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Matt Liberatore, one of the highly touted prospects of the Cardinals, got the call up, along with second baseman Nelson Gorman, who had like 15 homers in 39 games at AAA. Liberatore, lefty, gets the ball today against Pittsburgh, and he goes against Quintana, who's having just a terrific season so far. And then we got Washington and Milwaukee, Corbin and Woodruff there. And Woodruff and Burns have not been exactly lights out, so we'll see what happens there with Washington on the road, which is never a good story for the Nationals. All right, so that's our pitching matchup today. That's our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Always a pleasure to do that and get you ready for what is coming today, which should be an excellent game between the Giants and the Padres. All right, coming up next, Andy Baggerly joins us. Of course, he's Extra Bags with 2 G's on Twitter. He writes for The Athletic. Always has good opinions. Always a pleasure to talk ball with Andy Baggerly. So that's next, right here, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.